For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. 8:48 on Jacksonville's only all-news morning show. A couple of days ago, caught up with my good pal Tanika Hughes from CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax to drop off some new books for Tanika's Books for Kids. And what I loved most, Tanika, was the smile brought to your face just by dropping off a couple of books. But the big picture here is obviously the impact that those 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 books potentially could make on kids in our own community.
Good morning, Rich. And first of all, yes, thank you so much for your donation. I don't think I can hug you tight enough. Yet, this is personal for me. I do spend a lot of my mornings before work and even on some weekends reading to local children. I try to post about it on my social media. But it's something that's important to me because reading, literacy changed my life. I grew up in a small town, low-income family. I had free lunch my entire school career, government assistance at some points, and my access to the outside world and the thing that opened my imagination was my access to books and my ability to read and just kind of understand that there was such a big world out there. My family, my mom read to me every day and they encouraged that. So that's something I think, Rich, is so important for local kids to have as well.
So you team up with the Jacksonville Public Library, and how can people get involved? It's such a great effort.
Thanks so much. So basically we're asking for children's books, and this can be anywhere from birth to age 18, so little books that infants can feel and you can read to them, or even teen books. And you can drop off these new books at any Jacksonville Public Library branch through March 17th. So it's really been a great effort. Thanks to Chris and the team over at the library, and also Rich, San Marco Books and More. They saw us at the Book Fest and said, you know what, if people purchase a book at our store to donate, we're going to match their donation. So it's just been awesome to see the community response, and so many people have already donated.
So that'll go to the Summer Literacy Program. Has the public library given you any idea? I mean, are we talking like thousands of books are ultimately needed to make sure that every kid in our community has at least something to read over the summer months?
Yeah, Rich, that's the goal, thousands. And as you said, we're collecting these books. It's going to go toward the Jacksonville Public Library summer learning programs. And the books that are eligible, and that's something else, is the library team will sort through the books. And the ones that are eligible will be given out to those kids that are enrolled in the program so they can have reading material of their own. So essentially, Rich, we're helping local kids to build their own libraries, and who knows what possibilities we can unlock from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Discover the depths of imagination that they have. It's a cause near and dear to your heart, and certainly we want to give it as much weight as we can. Now through March 17th, St. Patty's Day, you can drop off those new books. Make sure they're new. I mean, we got a lot of used ones, and that's a great tool as well, but these are new books for these kids at any Jacksonville Public Library or here at WOKV. We've got a box set up right out front, 8000 Belford Parkway. Tanika, have a great weekend. Thank you for what you're doing in our community and obviously for these kids in our community. At 8:51, as Jacksonville's Morning News continues.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.